Blog Talk Radio.
I said, computer. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I do want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on this beautiful Wednesday, the 10th of May of 2023. Mm-hmm. And it's here on the Miracle Man Show, and it's great to be with you here from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is, honestly, it's great to be with you wherever you may be tuning in from. However you're tuning into the broadcast, it really means a lot that you would tune in.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you may be tuning in from is what I would say about that. Regardless of where you may be, where it might be that you tuning in from, and it's great to be here with you as Mother's Day is coming up in 4 days, and of course we salute all of you moms and happy early Mother's Day, as we don't have another show after tonight before Mother's Day comes. And so happy early Mother's Day to all of you mothers that are tuned into the broadcast, and even grandmothers, even grandmothers have an important role. And that, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child, and honestly, mm-hmm. there's some truth to that, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
really a lot of truth to it.
There's a lot, honestly, there's a lot of it, honestly. But I've heard the phrase, and I'm sure most of us have heard it at some point or another. And there really is a lot of truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you just think about it, you would realize that. But nonetheless, when I said it was a beautiful Wednesday, I really mean it, as we just about hit 80 degrees where I was.
Yes.
We just about hit 80 degrees, and we're supposed to be real close to that again tomorrow. But then we have a little bit of unsettled where it could shower and thunderstorm for a few days on and off. But either way, won't be all day events on either day. But around where I live and in so much of this country, when you get into that mid-May to about mid-June time frame, it's very easy for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that one of the times that it can be the most unsettled can be that mid-May to mid-June? Just a lot of stuff moving through?
Question. I would assume that would probably be what it was, that it's just like the season change.
So that's why so many days in that time frame will often say partly cloudy, or mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Well, and so much of that time, it's not even showers and thunderstorms likely. It's chances of them.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole weekend is that it's 40 to 50% chance all weekend. You saw that too, didn't you? Maybe it's just one weekend, or it could be a start of what tends to happen, because we do tend to go through that phase at some point every year.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
We're almost every day, or more days than not, and not just here in Michigan, but in so many places, like even down to the south, partly cloudy with chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of the south, it's like that even more often in the summer. But a lot of those days in the summer, they don't come. They won't come.
Great.
But there can be other times where it can say mostly sunny, and then for whatever reason, up here, you can have a sudden shower, or maybe not even a shower, but a thunderstorm with showers. Sometimes that can happen, or at least we think it won't happen because it says chance of rain 30%. But we're getting to that time of year.
We are. Yeah.
Even though the weatherman decided to kind of, actually it's not the weatherman, it's Mother Nature. There is a model that shows like 10 days out that there could be some frost. Did you hear about that?
I did.
But
yeah,
then there's another.
I'm dreading.
But then there's another model that says that says it won't happen. You saw that there was two different models.
There's something like four or five major
models.
Yes.
There's only one or two that have the frost.
Have
you only seen one that has it?
Well, you see, I don't know what model it is. I don't know if it was multiple models. I just know that our local weatherman mentioned the possible frost.
And that you also knew, I'm guess, did you also knew that there were some other models that don't have the frost in it that just shows, 60 by day, 40 by night?
I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I saw
but
one
I believe
like that.
You. Okay.
Because sometimes they'll talk about something, and then and then it can suddenly turn different. Do you remember one year there was talk that a Memorial Day weekend was gonna be kind of cooler, and then suddenly there was a big model change, and it pushed the Memorial Day high over 90.
For this Memorial Day?
No, that was back like 11, like 10 years ago or so, 11 years ago.
Oh.
Do you kind of remember that big model change that had happened once?
Yes.
But originally they were saying 60s, maybe 70 a certain day, but then that switched all the way to 90.
Are you talking about in 2013?
2011.
I don't remember that.
But you do remember there was a really hot shift.
I do remember that 2011 was a very hot summer.
That the spring was kind of.
It started out very hot.
No, the spring started out cold.
No, but the summer started out hot.
But at first that summer it was a lot of, it was going like, what? Oh! And it would drop you right back down to your knees, and then it would go right back up.
Yeah, it was very wishy-washy. I don't know why, though. I don't know if that was due to El Nino or, whatever.
It might have been a La Nina year.
Maybe.
Because 2012 was a hot year for so much of America, including here in Michigan and in the South. Mm-hmm. In the Southeast, you had many, you had multiple different all-time temperature records set that still stand. You have lots of them in the southern U.S.
Mm-hmm.
From 2012.
That's true.
Because you remember there wasn't just one or two.
I remember
they were all over.
Very hot because I was expecting my oldest that summer and I had morning sickness, and because it was so hot that summer, I did not just have morning sickness. I had morning sickness, noon sickness, and night sickness. But it was only because I was so hot all the time. Once I was cooled down, like if I was in an air-conditioned spot, I felt great. But as soon as I got even the littlest bit hot and sweaty, I would be so sick.
And that's even if it was 83 outside, like, or 80, 81, like a typical temperature?
No, it was only if it was like 87 or higher.
Or maybe a dry 88.
Yeah. That's higher than 87, so yeah.
Even a dry 88?
Yeah.
Because for these temperatures, it didn't matter humid or not humid?
Nope. It just mattered that my body felt hot.
Whereas for most people, it can depend on the humidity level.
Yeah, but pregnancy changes a lot of things. Pregnancy is very much atypical. For every person, the typical pregnancy is atypical. It's going to change from person to person.
So 90 is 90. Like for you, 90 feels the same almost in a way. It just feels lighter, but still very hot for you. Like if you're pregnant or whatever. If it's hot but not humid, I mean it'll feel lighter, but it'll still feel hot.
For me personally, during that pregnancy, yes, it felt like anything above like 87. Anything of 87 or above was just like I felt like I was melting.
Was there a point where if the humidity was higher, the threshold was lower?
I didn't ever track that to know.
So, like, because you didn't know what the dew point was?
Yeah.
Because
I still don't know what the dew point is. What it is, but I don't know.
You've never seen, like, oh, my goodness, the dew point is 73.
Nope. No, it's not.
But it can make sense then why certain days are so much more oppressive.
Yes.
Because and all that water in the air.
Yeah.
When there's lots of it, that's what they use to help trace that. Is what's called that dew point temperature.
Yeah. I do know what the dew point is, but I meant that, like, I don't know what today's dew point was.
I get that, but obviously today I wouldn't have felt like tracking it. It was too nice.
I think that was really thorough of you, though, to explain what a dew point was, because some of your listeners might not know what a dew point is. So that was very thorough.
Because obviously in the summer, you know, that some people might wonder, you know, what exactly is this dew point thing that they talk about? It measures the amount of water vapor in the air. And sometimes, you know, when there's more water vapor in the air, it can make it more apt to do thunderstorms and what have you.
Okay.
Which obviously does make sense.
Yeah.
You know, because it'll cloud up. And if it clouds up and the humidity level, like if that dew point's going up at the same time, that can be a sign. But anyhow, about Mother's Day, I do want to encourage you to please do something nice for your mother for Mother's Day, whether you make her a card, whether you get her something, whether you, you know, whatever it is that you might do for your mother, at least call her, at least talk to her, at least something if your mother is still on the earth. Because let's face it. No mother, no birth. No mother, no birth. What do I mean by that? If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't have been born.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no mom, no birth. It's as simple as that. So please, if you're still fortunate enough to have your mother, call them. Send them a card, you know, do something, you know, that means something to them. And, you know, nice flowers that they'll like, you know, because I know Father's Day, people will go and get their dad a tie. Some of those ties, but some ties that they'll try to get their dad, it's like their dad will never wear it.
Oh, no, never.
You've heard of those ties?
Yep.
The bad ties?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of bad flowers?
Yes.
What? Where did they get the bad flowers? Dollar Tree?
Gas stations.
Oh, there's gas station flowers that are there right now that you saw?
Yep.
Where? They're outside of Speedway?
No. Usually at one of the BPs, I see them around this time.
And they were there this week?
I haven't stopped there this week to know for sure, but usually they are.
And you saw people buying them.
I have seen people buying them in
what?
The past, yeah.
Oh, my. They were buying the bad flowers.
Yes.
Do they look just like the bad ties?
No. No, not really.
How much?
The bad ties are worse than the bad flowers, honestly.
Are the bad ties like $6?
No, because the bad tie is... usually it's bad because the design of it is either really like corny, like a pun, or is like a very outdated or like really gross colors.
Oh,
that's
so it could,
what makes it bad.
So it could be like a clip tie.
It could be a clip tie. It could be a bow tie that has purple and neon orange and snakeskin.
So it could be
be something like that where it's just like outlandish and horrible.
So it could be like that pattern is so 1996.
Yes. or 1986 or 1976.
But if you're listening, don't buy your mother those flowers. Do not go to that certain gas station and try to buy those flowers, please. Don't. Save yourself the hassle and just go to, I don't know, a flower shop or like Walmart, I mean Meijer or something like that, because I thought you said Meijer had better flowers than Walmart does.
I believe they do.
How do you know? You bought them?
I've seen the actual person who owns the flower section that is in Meijer, and it's an actual florist. They own their own like florist business, and Meijer buys flowers from them. So it's a person who actually like grows flowers for their job, and it's not just some giant company that's like, you know what else can we do? What else can we make? What else can we put on our shelves so that nobody ever has to shop anywhere else?
But Walmart.
Yes, like what Walmart does. That's exactly
I'm not doing
what
that
Walmart
to criticize
does.
Walmart. I'm just saying,
oh,
however.
Am. I'm criticizing Walmart.
What? Yeah, but Walmart's awesome.
If you believe that for yourself, that can be your truth.
You go to Walmart, too.
Only because you make me, sir.
I didn't say that I made you. You worked there before. But
yes, I do, but I also don't like them as a corporation. We also don't have a ton of shopping options in our city.
But nonetheless, yeah. but in other states, like as far as the superstores, they just have Walmart and Target.
And Publix and Sprouts. And Kroger.
Public is not a superstore. It's just a grocery store.
Well, I'm just talking about grocery stores.
I was referring to the supercenters.
Oh. Costco?
Yeah, Costco, Sam's, but
IKEA?
IKEA is furniture.
And they have a cafeteria, and they sell frozen foods as well.
Oh, they sell frozen foods at IKEA?
They sure do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Which did you go to a different one, or are you talking about the Canton?
I do believe that all IKEAs sell food.
Which Canton did you, I mean, which IKEA did you go to?
I have to confess, I've never been inside of IKEA, but I shop IKEA online.
Oh, and yeah. There was frozen food you could get online there.
Well, they have some of their food items listed, but then they also have things listed that can only be found, sorry, I dropped the pen, can only be found in the physical stores, which is like the frozen meatballs that you can take home and prepare.
Are there frozen meatballs that you can buy online?
I have never shopped for Swedish meatballs online, Riff. I do not know.
Swedish meatballs are delicious. And your listeners should know that. Because
well, your
meatballs,
listeners should know that.
My listeners should know that. I'm sorry, not you, because you don't have a radio show. I do.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, I mean, yeah, you listeners, those who are listening to my radio program should know that Swedish meatballs are super good. They really are.
They really, really, really are.
Do you agree, or are you just saying, or are you just saying that? Cause
I agree, because I love Swedish meatballs, and my kids do not like Swedish meatballs, so I don't ever get to make them. But
oh, come on, kids.
Now
learn.
That I know you like
learn
Swedish
your lesson.
Meatballs, now that I know you like Swedish
meatballs. Hey, Kenji, Melanie, Liam, Iris, learn. If you're listening to this program, Swedish meatballs are awesome. Eat your meatballs.
Okay.
Nonetheless, please no. No, I'm not their dad. I was just saying. I'm just saying. Okay, seriously, housekeeping. I do want to let you know about a couple of things real quick. First thing I truly want to let you know about, for real now, is about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been and how he's always been there for my family, it's a great read. Different people I've talked to have told me that they're really glad they read it. Those who have read it, they're really glad they read it.
Yeah.
I've got to find a person who says, "Oh, I'm sorry I read your book." I don't know of anybody who said, "Oh, I'm sorry I read your book."
The only time I've had somebody apologize for reading my book, it was when it was my diary. So.
Someone read your diary?
I have younger siblings, so yes.
You should have keyed it.
I should have, but I didn't. So back to the house.
Okay, in all seriousness, so this book though, no need to lock it up. And it's not a diary either. So
no secrets.
There's no secrets in our book.
But there are some juicy details.
There's juicy details, but there's not like secrets. Because if we really thought they were secret, they wouldn't be put in there.
Right. So where can they buy this juicy detail book?
They can go buy the juicy detail book online at riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is Rivers of Miracles, RIVERS, not RY.
Yep.
riversofmiracles.com. And you can go online there to buy the book and find out about the book and what it's about. And okay. I always pray. And I know that people are reading the book. I always hope that it is increasing your faith, because it should increase your faith. And if it doesn't, or it barely does, then your faith level must be low. It must be low. And obviously, I wouldn't want it to be low. The Bible says that we must have faith in order to please God.
Yeah.
And another thing of note is faith and fear don't mix, which is something that I'll touch on tonight, as we're going to be looking at the faith chapter tonight, that Hebrews 11, and we'll be looking at that tonight, and so you can feel free to go avail yourselves to that. Okay. The other thing I want to remind you about quickly is about the PayPal. And if you feel as if this program has been a true blessing into your life, and honestly, I pray that it's been a blessing to your life. Just checking my phone. Where is it?
I don't know.
Do you see it?
I do not.
Maybe
under your Bible? Oh, it's on the floor.
How did it get there?
Would you like me to tell you the time?
Just go ahead and give it to me.
Okay, it's 6:56.
Sorry. But anyhow, folks, the truth is, you know, it's a great book. Go online and check it out. But about the PayPal, if you feel that this has been a blessing into your life, I pray it has been a blessing, and we have been coming to you for on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for almost, it'll be 6 years as of July 25th, and it's just great. It's just awesome that you would tune in like this, and I thank the Lord for that for you tuning in. I really do. Okay. And so to sow a seed in the Miracle Man program, you can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That's my name. Rivers, RYVERS. Last name is Shukla. SHUKLA. Keep in mind, if you would please, that the first R in Rivers is capitalized. The S in Shukla, both of those are that is also capitalized. Another thing I want you to keep in mind is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Please just keep that in mind so that the money can go to the right place. Also, related to that, I want to make mention of, when I get notification that seed's been sown, I pray over that seed. I really do. I pray over that seed. And so the verse I want to show to you tonight is what says, therefore, my God shall supply all of your need according to the stock market.
I'm sorry.
According to whatever the price of gas is doing. I'm sorry. We'll try this again. Therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It's according to his riches and glory. It's not according to economics. It's not according to the banks. It's not according to the U.S. national debt. Did we default? Didn't we? Will we default? Won't we? About that, I don't know the answers. God knows. But, you know, we live by faith. We don't live in fear. But nonetheless, it says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. It's not based on some stock market. You know, the 10-year treasury note, price of crude, or anything else like that. It's according to his riches and glory. It's by God's economy, not by the earthly economy or the economy of your different country where you may be tuning in from if you're not from America. But it says it's according to his, not the earthly. And so I stand by that. Okay, and so I got a couple of songs gonna sing for you, and then we'll get into the word of the Lord tonight, and we'll be talking about by faith. First we got a couple of songs. I'm giving you my yes with no exception. I'm giving up my right to second guessing. You can have my yes. I'm giving you my dreams, my visions. Whatever's coming next, I know you've got me. I'm giving you my yes. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Giving you my dreams and my vision. And forgiveness is my prize and my provision. I'll answer when you ask. I'm giving you my
against.
What can come against when you are for me? Because even in the fire, I know you've got me. I'm giving you my yes again. You're the way, you're the light, you're the lamp, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Yes. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you, yes. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you, yes. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. You're the lamp, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. I'm running to the light. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I leave it all behind. Yes, you're the way, you're the light, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. Yes, you're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. So you conquered my fear, so I leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cue up song two, please.
Waymaker?
Well, nope. How Great Is Our God?
Okay. Got it.
Sorry about this. Just
yep.
Takes a second. Sometimes you just got to love technology, right, folks? Sometimes technology just
the
wants to do its own thing.
Playing right now.
The splendor of the King clothe majesty while your joy, while your joy.
No, you're too early. Okay, now.
The splendor of the King clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide, but trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Say with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Age to age he stands. Time is in his hand, beginning and the end. Beginning and the end. The God has three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Oh, what's up with me? How great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great above all names you are worthy. My heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cue up number three, which is, in fact, it is, in fact, Waymaker.
Thank you, Lord.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. Moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. Whence the worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, working in every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Yes, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
You are
you're here, changing
every heart,
healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Yes, you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, Miss Keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Even feel it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop working. That ain't working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. You are here. You are the way maker. You're the miracle worker. You keep your promises. You are the light in the darkness, and you're still working on us, even when we don't see it. Even when we don't feel it, even when we can't feel it, you're still working on us to make us who we ought to be. You're still doing miracles. You're still making a way for us. Even when it seems like there's not a way, you're making one. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Come to you tonight, Lord Jesus. We come to you from wherever we are, whether we're in our homes, whether we're at our job site, whether we're maybe at our kids' baseball practice or game or what or whatever. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that these people would make that determination to just tune in to this broadcast to learn of your ways. Lord, wherever they may be at, whatever they might be facing, thank you, Master, that you are right there with them.
Yes.
And that you are just always there with them. That you are always there with them. You're always looking after them on their behalf. And I thank you, Lord God, that whatever is trying to hinder these people will cease right now. Whatever storms of life are trying to just get them, you know, to where they might quit or where they feel downtrodden, depressed, oppressed, suppressed, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that opposition would stop right now in the name of Jesus and fall at your feet in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that these people will not be distracted while we study your word, and that your word brings life to these people. And that as we study your word, that you'll speak to them right where they are, and that you just minister to them. And thank you that you're the God who calms that storm. And you're the God who does that miracle that these people need. Oh, you trying to tell me something?
It was an accident.
Sorry about that, folks. Sorry about that, folks. But, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean that distraction.
Yes.
But nonetheless, folks, I pray that these people will not be distracted and will study the word and pay attention and get out of this what you want them to get out of this word. And I thank you for that. And now I make my confession. I pray that sponsors come in to the program, that finances come into the program. I pray that more and more listeners will tune into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I pray you, for your listeners, at least either have a Bible with you or maybe you have a device that has the Bible app on it so you can study the Word of God with me. I'm going to Hebrews chapter 11.
Ooh.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to Hebrews 11. We'll see.
Give me just a second to get it up.
For us.
Hebrews chapter 11. All right. Starting at verse 1.
Yep, we are going to start this from verse 1. And if you're not there yet, folks, then I'll read and you catch up. Okay, so verse 1, Mr. Alpha, first one, it says, now faith is. Not faith is not. Get it in your head. Faith is not. Faith isn't for, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, a few months down the road. Faith is not. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence for being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients or those believers that came before us were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. So he didn't just say, "Is it tight?" He didn't just say, "Voila!" And then the whole thing just appeared.
Right.
Verse 3. It's formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Before he was taken, he was commended as one who flees God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. However, with faith, it is possible to please God, I like to say. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. They have to actually believe it and not just say, I guess. So it says, anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards these who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place that he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lives in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things that were promised to them. They only saw and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country that they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned with God, that he reasoned that God could raise the dead. Figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Mm-hmm. I just turned the page. That's all. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. Ah, try doing that today, parents of Moses. Ah, you have 50 CPS workers at your house.
Thank goodness the only CPS workers in the Nile were hippopotamuses.
You'd have 50 of them. They'd be lined up and down your driveway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would. Okay, enough of that. My parents hid him for 3 months. They saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. They didn't do that to abuse Moses. They did it for a different reason.
Yeah, to save him.
They did it to save him. Verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. And he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I don't have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would we be made perfect. Now, whenever I read that chapter, I always read the first two verses of chapter 12. Which reads like this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So you see, so many different people that we read about from the Old Testament days. And the writer even says there that he doesn't have time to get into David. He doesn't have time to get into, Barak and all these other people. He doesn't have time to get into all that, but he talks about, what happened with Noah, what happened with Jacob and Isaac and Abraham and Moses and the Israelites, how they were able to cross the Red Sea, even though Pharaoh was coming after them. Pharaoh was trying to spoil their party.
Yeah, he wanted to rain on their parade.
He wanted to rain on their parade like so bad. He wanted to make it rain, make it hail, make it snow, make it thunderstorm, make it everything.
Yeah,
but he wanted to make it hail and rain and everything else on their parade, but he wouldn't let it happen. Moses, God was on the side of Moses and the Israelites.
Yes.
Even though later, you know, after they crossed, you know, there were Israelites that started to moan and groan, and they started to not be happy, and they started to, but, you know, so many of these people that we read about, they were still believing for the certain things when they had died. But figuratively speaking, you know, those things still came later. Now, Jesus tells us, you know, in the book of Matthew, he tells us specifically, you know, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, which goes from the smallest, when it's planted, it's the smallest seed. As it grows, it becomes the largest. So it starts out humble and small. And then it becomes the biggest seed that there is by the time it's fully grown, mature seed.
Yes.
Would there be such a thing as an adult seed or no?
No, the seed turns into the plant. So it'd be an adult mustard plant.
And so it'd be an adult mustard plant.
Which, do you know the size of an adult mustard plant?
How big is it?
Something like 12 or 14 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And a mustard seed.
A mustard seed, not plant, but seed.
No, the seed that grows that giant plant is like less than a gram in weight. It is very, very small.
But Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed.
Yes, that means you only need that tiny bit of faith.
You can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea.
And it would be done for you.
You
could say jump, and it would have to say how
jump.
High.
You say jump, it'll say how high. Yeah, you'll say jump, we'll say how high, and we'll say, all the way into the sea, booger. Okay, I wouldn't talk to it like that, but I'd say, all the way into the sea, you mountain. Because those things that try to hinder us, they can be mountains, and they're not always natural mountains. They're things that try to steal our joy. They're things that try to steal our peace. They're things that try to steal our health. There's things that try to... get in our way, discouragement, depression, oppression, anxiety, and all this other stuff that we deal with, addictions to stuff.
Yeah.
And they want to hinder us. They want to just get in the way. They want to steal our joy. They want to get our happiness. They want to get our children. They want to get.
But
God.
We have. A mustard seed.
Mustard seed faith. And some of those disciples.
That's the thing, though. God doesn't give us that faith.
We have to get that faith by hearing.
We grow that faith.
The word of God.
With the living water.
Living water and with the faith that comes by hearing.
Yes,
and
faith grows as,
by
yes.
The word of God. And like reading, you know, is great and that, but your eyes were not made to extract faith.
Yes.
Your ears were. Think about that. Your eyes were not meant to extract faith. No, they weren't. But your ears were.
Mm-hmm.
And there,
yeah.
And honestly, there is truth to that. And I know it works. I've seen it work in my life, you know, and even... My mom's seen it, you know, and when I was very little and I would be laying there in that hospital bed, and you know, when I was little, I'm also a cancer survivor. But when I was so little, when I was like two and I had colon cancer, at the time, this little two-year-old, I don't exactly know how to speak by faith.
Right.
I don't, you know, when you're 2 years old like that, you don't know how to speak by faith. When you're 10 days old and you have a surgery so you can suck and swallow, that when you're 10 years old, you don't know how to speak by faith.
No.
You don't.
No.
You learn that as you get a little is you become like an older child, like when you get like, you know, like in, when you get to be like 5, 6, and you're able to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, like what I did at a very young age, like 4 or 5. And I learned about faith as I went through like those times in my life. And then you learn about, you know, fear. And guess what, folks? Faith, fear, don't mix.
No.
It won't work. It's not going to help you at all to try to live this lifestyle of faith with fear mixed. Unless you have the fear of God in you and you're God-fearing, that's different. But other than that, to just, you know, always live in fear of every little thing, that's not going to work for you. Because
no.
It's not because they can't go together. And if you are fearful, you are faithless.
Yes.
If you are faithful, then you are to be fearless.
Yes.
Because the two cannot mix together. They do not like each other. They do not get along. They will fight each other. They won't work together. But they were not designed to work together because they're opposite. And your faith will say things like, you get that terrible doctor's report that says, you know, that you only have this much time to live, or it says you need this surgery, and it's not anywhere near known for sure whether you'll make it through that surgery or not, or whatever doctor's report you might have got. Fear can cause you to cry and be all nervous because of that bad report you got.
Right.
Faith, you know, you'll go to start speaking things by faith, and you'll say, and then I'm healed in the name of Jesus. My body is healed in the name of Jesus. My marriage is restored in the name of Jesus. I have big amounts of money coming into my life in the name of Jesus. You know, whatever that situation is.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Justify it for yourself.
You justify it for yourself.
Justify it for yourself.
You know, whatever it is. And people of faith, we call those things that are not as though they are. We call those things that are not as though they are.
Because we are
speaking them into being. So you got that pain in your back, you know, if you're one of these listeners and you got that pain shooting down your spine, excruciating pain, that's a great time to say, my back is healed in the name of Jesus. Even though that pain is,
Because you believe for that to happen.
I'm not in pain. It's all right. I'm just illustrating like what happens.
Right.
Because sometimes when that pain is raging, when that storm is raging against you, it's in the way. It's screaming at you, and you gotta be able, you know, to have those verses on the ready, those verses on faith, those verses, you know, on healing. Those verses on prosperity, those verses on, you know, whatever it is, the struggle is that you're going through.
Right.
But the truth is we need faith to live today, period. And it also says, oh, yeah, that's right, listeners. We read a verse tonight, and in it, it said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So how are you even going to please God, do the things that make God happy? How are you able to really be able to read his word, hear his word, truly understand his word, put it to good use in your life, you know, really put it to good use.
And bring God favor
without that faith.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't be able to do it with that same fervor, that same rigor as what you will if you have that faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the faith, you'll be able to, you know, fully go do it.
Yeah.
To go do it, to be able to really obey God and not just kind of, you know, just do it because you feel like it.
Yeah.
Because without that faith,
it'd be like,
you only go to church maybe because you feel like it.
Right. It'd be like volunteering for the church bake-off, but never helping clean the sanctuary after any service.
Because after all, you're tired.
Right.
Because after all, you're tired. And it's late. At least to you, it's late, even if church got out early. But in your brain, you'll be like, no, it's late.
Right.
Your brain might say, nope, it's late.
Yep.
Got to go home. I got to deal with my wife, my dog, my cat, my tractor, my kids, my roses. Oh, I got my car. I got to deal with my car. My car. Oh, prayer for my car. My car needs prayer.
Pray that the brakes hold up.
The brakes hold. Last me whole. And people would just come up with all these different excuses for why they can't please God.
Right.
Or maybe, oh, the problem is,
the real problem is
you don't have faith. You know what one of the biggest things were? You know, possibly the biggest thing is that Jesus' disciples got rebuked for low faith.
Mm-hmm.
Low faith. And why you say, why did you say low faith so many times, or you have little faith? Because it was in there a lot where Jesus was saying that to them.
Yeah.
Oh, you have little faith.
Yeah.
Oh, you have little faith. I wasn't saying that like to get on here. I was saying that because Jesus kept saying that.
Yeah.
And and what we read last night, he had to rebuke them for their lack of faith. They would not believe him when he appeared to them.
Yeah.
After the resurrection,
put his finger in the hole in Jesus's hand. First of all, how gross is that? Think about it.
Yeah, you put your hole in his hand.
3 days ago, there was a metal spike there. So gross. But 3 days in biblical times, and like he had been to hell and back literally, and had like, ew, don't touch that. But also, Thomas had to touch the hole that was put in this man's hand after he was crucified, after he was denied. Like, he had to put his hand on the physical body of Christ
in order to get him to believe it.
That is not faith.
That's not faith. That's like if I have to go up and be like, well, show me, then I'll know it.
That's like somebody knocking at the door and you opening the door and them saying, hi, I'm here. And you saying, well, I don't see you, so you're not there. And they say, well, you're blind. And you say, doesn't matter, I can't see you. And you close the door and walk away. That is the kind of logic that is lacking.
That's what Thomas was doing because...
Yeah.
And he only missed one service. One service.
Yeah.
And it wasn't... Yeah, and who knows why he did it. But honestly, that lack of faith is, you know, if you have a lack of faith, that's a great way to not be getting your miracle. And that's even if you're doing other things the way God says to do them, but then you don't really have faith because for whatever reason you're always distracted, for whatever reason you're not giving your ears to the, you know, to receive what God wants you to receive, and for you to get that faith built up on the inside of you, that faith and that understanding that God is there for you, that he is that way maker. He is that miracle worker. Like that
absolutely
great song that we sang tonight. And a lot of these songs that I sing, these songs because I know they bring hope.
Yeah. Yes.
They, I know they bring hope, and they'll show you, you know, that Jesus is a miracle worker. God is a God of miracles. God is the Savior. God is, you know,
absolutely.
and that's why I love Him, and that's why we sing songs on this program that are either to or about our God.
Mm-hmm.
They're either to or about our God, and you know, and our God never fails us. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. I hear people say these things about God forsaken this, God forsaken that. Excuse me? What do you mean God forsaken?
Yeah.
Like they'll say, oh, this God forsaken neighborhood. Oh, really?
God has not forsaken
He hasn't forsaken anything. The fact that you would say God forsaken anything shows that you haven't been paying attention.
Right. Well, and it shows that you don't have the faith of a mustard seed.
Maybe
a poppy seed.
Maybe you have a poppy seed, at that point, you're not going to get your miracle that you believe in God for.
Yeah.
You're not even going to have that faith that it takes just to live today, because it takes faith, you know, to live on this planet. If you're going to be a Christian, it takes faith.
Hebrews 11. The whole chapter of Hebrews 11
is all faith
and up to Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, all that you read tonight, the word faith in my Bible, in my version that I have, the word faith was used 25 times.
Wow, 25 times.
In that chapter.
I think
that is how important faith is.
I think God is trying to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, listeners, God is trying to tell us something. That faith is very important. And what faith is trust in Him. It is doing, it is knowing, believing that He will do what He said in His Word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sin, you know, to believe in God, but not trust Him and
yep.
have no faith in Him.
And for the record, fear is only mentioned twice in that chapter. There's two times that he mentions fear,
and
25 times that he mentions your faith.
It's 20. In other words, the score is 25-2.
In other words, get rid of your fear and fill that empty space with faith. Yeah.
Because, yeah, you got to get that faith in there and not the fear. And one of the times it's talking about holy fear. Holy
yes,
fear.
Yes, moved with fear.
He was moved with fear and he had that
yes.
holy fear. He had the holy fear.
And the other word actually isn't just the word fear. It's not fearing. Because it was Moses not fearing the wrath of Pharaoh.
He wasn't afraid of what Pharaoh
yes.
would do.
So it wasn't even about fear in a present tense. It was the past tense of fear. So it wasn't even talking about fear. At that point, and 25 times it was mentioned faith.
Yep, 25. Because, yes. And we know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, and instead he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. Not a mind that's crazy and wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm.
52. He gave us a mind that's to be clear.
Uh-huh.
And one that's to be clear, not all crazy, not all, you know, whacked out, but one that's clear and sound.
Yes.
All right, folks. Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get it in our minds and our hearts, that we would learn to live by faith, live by trusting you and not fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that we would, you know, we begin to see results and we would begin to have that faith in you, have that trust in you, and know that you will do what you said in your word that you would do for us. And I thank you, Master, for that in your matchless name. And now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no sickness, no disease, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sick. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our immediate loved ones. We are going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen and amen. And until next time, God first, God always, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Happy Mother's Day.
So long, everybody.
Thank you.